A black restaurant owner in Dallas, Texas went off, I mean really went off, on a section of mostly black women after one of them got up in their booth and twerked. And now the black restaurant owner is getting dragged and some people are applauding him while also defending his actions. The incident went down at a joint called True Kitchen and Cocktails. It opened just about 5 months ago when the owner...
That's gonna be a nice place.
Is it? Is it nice?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's owned by a black guy. His name is Kevin Kelly. Multiple women got up and danced on their chairs against a glass wall. Take a listen.
I invested a lot of money into buying this building, into developing this concept so black people can have somewhere nice to go to, okay? Somewhere where we can feel good about ourselves as a... Come on, stop the music, please. Somewhere where our people can feel good about ourselves as a culture, okay?
Yeah.
No, real talk. And so all this twerking and take it to Prime, take it to Pink, don't bring it here because we're a restaurant. And so beyond that, 75% of my customers are ladies. And I'm on men to show respect for themselves for how they carry themselves here. So how can I tell the men to respect themselves and you guys are twerking on glass here? If you want to do it, get the out of my restaurant. Because I did it for our people and I did it for our culture. So don't do it now. Don't do it again. I don't want to hear it. If you don't like it, get out because I don't need your money. I need to provide something for my people. And don't do it again. Thank you.
I'm not all mad right. at him.
That was the black restaurant owner in Dallas. He owns a True Kitchen and Cocktails.
Look, it's really? A restaurant, man. It's not a place to twerk. You know, man, and like he said, he wanted to have somewhere nice for black people to go. And then there's always somebody gonna mess that up. Go to the club, Magic City. Go to strip club you want to twerk. Go anywhere, man. Why are you in this man's establishment? There's kids come in here to eat. There's people come in here to eat, to have dinner. Everybody don't think your ass is fine. I don't want to see all that.
Okay, enough. A lot of people did not like Kevin's tone. They felt like if it's a restaurant, it's bumping music, it's serving booze, it's promoting itself like a club that's ripe for dancing. So that's what the ladies did. They got up and danced. He eventually apologized for using profanity during his speech, but he says he's standing his ground on the twerking. So,
it's,
what you say, Junior?
You know, it's a lot of things going on. You know, running the restaurant, man. You know, it's hot in that kitchen. You know, so get a little stressed and everything. You know, they had just had a grease fire. Could have been a lot of reasons why he went off like that. I ain't saying his tone was good. You know,
I didn't like his tone. Whatever.
I mean,
I didn't have a problem with his tone. It's his place. You know, I don't.
But
look, man. Hey, listen. Do you know what people have to go through to open up businesses? What they have to go through to get the loan, all the permits, licensing? Man, do you know what you got to go through to have this, man? And then you have a vision for what a place you try. So what, you playing music in there? It don't mean you got to stand up, put your ass up in the window and start twerking. This ain't a strip club.
I think they disrespected this place, yeah.
I think it's disrespectful of the other customers that don't pay. People come in there to eat. They don't come in there to see you twerk. If he hired dancers for twerking on the tables, that would be different. That was nothing on the menu.
Do you think they would do that at a white establishment? Do you think they would
boy,
do that?
Boy.
No.
Boy, be out of here so fast.
No.
I ain't got no problem with his tone. I support the brother. And look, man, you know what? We got to stop with all this. This is our freedom mess. We are a people who are steady trying to climb. Mm-hmm. We steady trying to climb. We can't have nobody stopping the climb.
Uh-huh. Right.
You don't know what this young man went through to get his place. And maybe he don't want to see it. He said, I don't need your money.
Right.
Well, he said tried that. He has a right to refuse service.
Yeah,
he does.
I
was
I didn't like his tone at first until I
didn't like his tone.
Wait a minute, Carl. Until I found out that was his third time over there. Now I understand the tone.
He fed up.
That was his
third time over there asking them to stop twerking.
Now I understand why he got the tone.
Yeah. All right.
But I've been around a lot of twerking.
I bet it was offensive to some of the other women, though. I can promise you it
the
was.
The twerking or the tone?
The twerking. Was offensive to some of the other women. You don't know
True
if this man got a wife or not.
In Dallas.
No, I don't all right. condone the behavior. It was just his tone.
This man might have a wife.
The tone.
We got to go. Coming up next, nephew prank phone call right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.